You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara Menachos, Samachem, Tana Rabbanan. V'safartam lechem, says a pasuk, you have to count. What's lechem? It's good to say safartam, you should count. Shetaheg sfira lekol echad ve'echad. Okay, that's all we need, that line. Shetaheg sfira, each person has his own personal sfira, right? Everybody has their own personal trainer. Right? So everybody has their own personal, right? God, they say, right? And a personal sphere. But everybody counts himself. Now, how do you understand? Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that? Torah doesn't tell you. Shetehei tefillin lekol echad v'echad. Shetehei, matzah lekol echad v'echad. Over here by sphere, shetehei sphere lekol echad v'echad. That's the question. First, let's look at Tosfos. Taisus Safartam Lachem Shteis Fila Kol Echad Vechad Gabi Yovel Ksev Safarta Lacha Da Bezdin Kamra Lahu. That the Chiyuv is on Bez. Says, in other words, there are certain mitzvahs that has to be done. This has to be done. For instance, the Gemara says by Lulav you have the same thing. The Gemara in Sukkah says Lakachtem Lachem Shtei Lekicha Lekol Echad Vechad. So Rabbi Sein Achreinim Taka were very bothered. What do you need a pasuk to tell me every person takes a lulav? Every person takes a lulav. They didn't have, in their days, a miri. The miri asks it, and he says that since lulav is bal ratzah salamayim, somehow Chazal knew that, you would think it's like a carbon, just like a carbon, right? You bring a carbon tamid, you don't bring, everybody brings their own carbon tamid, bring a carbon tamid for Klai, so who takes care of it? So we have the kahanim, this, right, the Mishmar, we set it up. So we also, Bezdin has to count all the time the years of the Yovel. This year is the first year, this year is the second year, this is the third year, and so forth, right? So Taisa says, V'shema Bezdin seifin mevachem asher mevachem sfi yasahimeh. Okay? That's what Taisa says. Now, why is Taisa bringing this? Pashas, it's Masha, Taisa's saying is, that if not for this drasha, I would have thought, Taka, that Sfiras HaYim is the same thing as Sfiras HaYevel. In other words, one has to, not that each person has to count, but Bezin has to count as a din. They count towards Shavuos. You count the Shavuos. So it's a chiyuv on Bezin. It's a chiyuv that should be done. But so the pasuk's telling you, each person could do it, okay? Not could do it. Each person has to do it. Now that you know that's a chiyuv on each person, so now, we'll start off with, first, the question is Azai. The minig in most shuls is who counts for the Rav. The Rav. Yeah, no, but most shuls it's the Rav, as far as I understand. I don't know, maybe nowadays it's changed, but as far as I remember, it's usually... What? In Shtibach. Oh, not in shuls? Oh, I thought in shuls they also do it. As far as I remember, in shuls they... They used to have the Rav do it. So you know, that was the minig, not by Chassidish, even by Litvisha. So the question is, the Rav missed one night. And we know if you miss, you don't make a bracha. And it's very embarrassing. Everybody's going to talk about the Rav. That's the way it goes. Do we have an Eitzah for this Rav? We'll talk about this at the end. But anyway, according to this, is there a din of Shemeya Ka'ina? Can I be Moitzi you in Sphere Sahima? Pashas, yes, why not? Just like we might see in Kiddush, we might see in Avdala, in Birkas Hamazon, over here too. So let's see the Magen Avraham. Vim yirtza shemeya habracha mashatz, v'soifu la'atzmai. The kol habrachas, afapishi hu baki yaitza b'shatz, chutz mi Birkas Hamazon, krishma v'tvila. I read this, that's a tshuva sarajma. Ein siminun test, that, you know, like, okay, why... Krishma, because Mazal Chatchila, we don't do it, but you are Yoitzer. You could be Yoitzer. Kivega Seif Yamav couldn't speak. It used to be Yoitzer with Shemei Kohina. Hare the Sfir like Koponim Tzach She Yisbor Baatzol. Ukamash Kasa, but look what he says. Why? Begamar V'Safartem Shetehei Sfira LeKol Echad VeEchad. So he says, because it's a gzeres kosov. He says, "Ube beis yaitzav kosov b'shem harashba, she yaitzav b'sfiras hashatz." Now you could be Yaitzu Shvias Hashatz. Ein Shom, V'tzachiyin. It's Achim because it's a Rashba. Let's leave that steer in the Rashba. The Efshar. Kivin the Kaimel and Shemeh V'Kainah, V'lakilu Safu Batzma, Poshet. Why can't we Yaitzu with Shemeh Kainah? U'Poshet the Mutal Lisper B'chol Loshen, V'davka B'Loshen Shemeh, if he understands. Vim Eino Mevin Loshen HaKoydesh, it's now big lines, David. V'Safra B'Loshen HaKoydesh, Lo Yatsa. As far as I know, the Magen Avraham is 200 years before the Menachos Gedolim. The Hala Yada Maika Amar Vein Zesfira. If you say Pashtus, we Pashtin, you say Kiddush of Dolabik, the guy doesn't know what he's saying. You say, they say after you eat, you have to bench. Kiddush Friday night, make Kiddush. He doesn't know what he's saying. Kiddush Levana, what are we saying exactly? I don't know. We're saying Kiddush Levana, right? So be yaitza, as you say in Hebrew, but Sfira, counting is not counting in Lashon HaKodesh. So you see the Magen Avraham is Mesopik. Mishnah Berurah, Lispo La'atzu, Dixiv Safratam Lechem, Masha Shamitzah Chala Kol Yochad V'Yochad. V'hine Masha Mezed Sfira Eine Kamoy Shar Mitzis Atoli Bamira, Le'inin Kiddush V'Avdala K'yaitzvem. Dim Shama L'Chaveiro V'Niskavon Lotzeis, Du Yaitzah Ba Mezed. Mishum de Shemek Oina. Vahacha Gilsa Tyra. The Tyra says so, not because of Svara. De lo Yatsa kol kama de lo Safar Batsa. That's what it means. Avayesh me Achreinim. He says, but the Achreinim. Shekosu Kavana Satyra Rak. De lo Neima de Mitzazu Abezen Levad Koi. It doesn't mean Shetai Svila kol Echa Ve'echad. They can't be might see someone else. It means is. That you would have thought the mitzvahs on bezin kemoi b'shmitin v'yevelas t'ksev sham v'safrat alecha elokai atzibur goes on everyone. Alve be'emesim shama mechaveru shesava v'iskav and lotzeis v'gam chaver kivin yotza kemoi b'chol makum dekaimelon shemeh koin. So Mishabur brings a machloikis achreinim, later on he brings rishainim. The Kaimel Shemek Kol Zeh B'Sfira. This Machloikus is in Sfira. Ava B'Bracha Shemevarchin Ala Sfira Dekuli Alma Efshol Latzeh Seyedei Chaveira Afilu Hu Baki. Come on, call Brachas. Miu Minig B'Chol Yisrael Shekol Echad Mevarach V'Soifer La'atzmai Ve'ein Soimchin Ala Shah. That you have to understand Lashon Kodesh. Shari Tshuva Makom Makom Poshet De'im yesha suffik be'eze inyan, the tzach lispor b'li bracha. Let's say, right, like we know, if you miss a night, you miss a day, so you count vayta without bracha, it doesn't mean, okay, I'd have to count without a bracha anyway, so I count without a bracha. No. Could be you're still chay, because it's a suffik. You're not sure if you counted yesterday. That's a sfeik. Sfeik already, but whatever, you have a suffik. So what should you do? The tzach lispor b'li, in yochel ishmar b'riya cherim, V'yachshu b'dayt alatsa bracha m'muchui b'davar. We'll talk about that another time. V'aday nochalasas came. Is there such a thing as a bracha of atala in Shemei Ka'ayna? But we'll leave that right now. But what you should do is tell the Rav, whoever the guy next to you is counting with a bracha, do me a favor, be maitzi me, I'm not sure if I make a bracha. If I'm chayav to make a bracha, be yaitzi with you. And let's see now the... Okay, if you want, it's a little long, but if those who want to see it, okay, he brings Machloikus Rishayim. Okay, the bottom, let's skip over to the Ran. Didn't come out that much. Okay, let's see. Okay, so here, so we have Machloikus Paiskim, Machloikus in Sharatzin, he brings a Machloikus Rishayim. If the concept of Shemei Ka'ayna exists by Sphere Sa'im, and again, it seems to be based on the pasuk shetahei svir lekol echad v'echad. That gufa tells you that there's no din of shemei koina. A friend of mine tied it to the stiper with this ran. The sefer Dvar Shmuel that the Magen Avraham calls. It's not on this. It's an early achor. Marash Abuab.
You are listening to Benstorah.com.
That was written by Rav Eliezerov in Yerushalayim. The shaila is like this. The Gemara Psachim Dav Zayin talks about Al be your chametz, levar chametz. What's the nusach? Al or le? So it's very unclear at the end of Gemara. How do we go ahead and differentiate between al and le? We have many mitzvahs, al mitzvahs, lehaniach, What is the difference? So I'm going to say over the klal, the Rishayim say, you're going to have a lot of kashas. It's not the place to ask the kashas. Rishayim ask, if you want to look, the Ran, the Ramban, they go into it, right? Why do we make laniach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin? Why do we make lisatav betzitzis and we make, you'll have kashas on the klal that I'm saying. We're not going into that. We want to focus on two kashas that the Ran asks. The basic kabbalas ha-go'inim is that a mitzvah that you could do with a shliach, right? You make al. Al means on the in, you know. Because I don't have to do it. I can have somebody do it for me. So memela, I can make al. That's where you make a bracha al. Al amila. The mail does it for you, right? So you make al. A bracha, a mitzvah that you have to do yourself, that no one could do for you, mitzvah shebegufa, as we call it, tefillin has to be on your body, lehaniach tefillin, right? Lehisatav betzitzis. That's the basic rule, okay? And of course, you're going to ask me this question, that question, lahadlik ner chanukah, you could use a shliach, al mitzvah tefillin, you could, you can't use a shliach, but we shame deal with that. We're going to, well, Altil Sulev, he asks it, they all ask it, they ask these kashas. What we're going to focus on is this Ran. Look what he asks. Ikal amed ksu. Ksu means, because he had a lot of other kashas. Like, for instance, Lahadlik Neshal Chanukah. So he says a big chiddush, because even though you could do it on a shliach, but it has to be your oil. Interesting, the chiddush. It has to be, it's mashudir, it has to be your oil. You're involved with it. It's not enough that somebody just does it for you. It has to be your oil.
Your house.
What? Ika, but lahadlik. Ika lamedik su. Mimasha anu mevarchin al sfira sa'oimer. Shi'i efshel skaimai deyacher. Yeah? His question is, why do we make a bracha al sfira sa'oimer? If that's a lashon of shlichas, you can't do sfira sa'oimer with a shliach. Why not? Why can't you do sfira sa'oimer with a shliach? It's not a raya. That it's you can't do it because of the pasuk. Even if you hold shemei koina, it's not a shliches. The person, it's you're doing it, right? Someone else is doing it, and you're listening to him. But by you listening, you yoytze. That's not called shliches. That's the poshup shot. That's why he doesn't want to answer because you could do it through shemei koina. Okay. So what's his teretz? Ikal meimer. You can answer. Kiven shekvar korei va'oimer, because Ha'oimah is a very strange law. We show him ask, what's our sphere of Ha'oimah? You're not counting the Ha'oimah, you're counting from the Ha'oimah. So that's what they say, al sphere of Ha'oimah. If you say lispar Ha'oimah, means you're counting the Ha'oimah. You're not counting the Ha'oimah, you're counting from the Ha'oimah. So that's why Chazal changed the law. Okay, Iko Meima. Kivin shekvar karev Ha'oimah, v'hein moinu memeno, v'lo moinu lo, you're not counting towards it. So tiknu ba'al. That's where I made al. Okay, fine. V'suiko lamedek. Why do we make al mikra megillah? The chayot should be likra megillah. You have to read the megillah. The tiknua ba'al, mipnei shechoyla kriya l'skamay de acher. So you see that he learns, even though you're right, shemek oina is different regular, but sof kol sof, the other person's doing it. So you see that the Ran is nicha to say that Shemei Koina is called Shlichus. And the question comes back, so why didn't he answer that by Sfir Soimer? So therefore it's Masha that what? By Sfir Soimer.
It's the Pasuk.
One cannot do Shemei Koina because of the Pasuk. That's what my friend asked the stipend. The stipend says, yeah, it's a Raya. And I said it's not a Raya. And before we say it, we'll... You have to break it up. We'll say over a base of Levi that we've said over the years, I believe. And the question is a Zoy. The base of Levi brings Chochem Echad. And base of Levi wrote a Sefer on Chumash. So he brings Chochem Echad that we believe, Chaim Shver, Zangazunt, Reb Heinich Ross. So he said like this it says over there, there's a tshuva called Reishis Bikurim, right? From Bezalel Koyin, the Rav of Vilna. He's the Rav that supposedly, if If Rabbi Saul Salanta made Kiddush on Yom Kippurim, some denied that ever happened, it was against the Rav. He was like years old. Rabbi Saul Salanta was a younger man. But he held out, if the story is true, Rabbi Saul Cohen held you shouldn't make Kiddush. And they say Rabbi, he did. But anyway, he was a Meridika Goyen. So in those days, didn't have a Sregen from Eretz Yisrael like Baruch Hashem we have. Right? Later on, they started bringing from Eretz Yisrael, the Poilish of Rabbanim. Well, we should try to do that. But it was called Yanava Sregen, you know, Italian. So he was an expert in this. He was a Meridika genius. And he used to go to the I don't know if it's a city or an island, Trieste. It's off Italy. There were a Sregen man. The shul there that was Sfardim. And they used to duchen once a week. I heard in America too, till they've got more yeshivish, the Sfardim also used to duchen only once a week. They're supposed to duchen every day. The Beis Yosef says, Sfardim, nowadays they do. I'm saying in America. So, basically. So, years ago in certain places, they only did it once a week. So anyway, he was there, and they came over to him, they were mechabed him for Birkas Kahanim. They said, mechubed koyin. He didn't know what mechubed, he's a koyin. What's a mechubed? And then he realized that he was might see all other Kahanim with Birkas Kahanim. So Reb Heinich said that the reason is because there was questions of some of the Kahanim there were kosher Kahanim, and they didn't want to go them up, so they used to make others say the brachas for them to be might see them.
Oh, wow.
One second. Sakoponim, the he says, why not? Why can't you do it? He says, in fact, he said, he thought over there that it says by the Gemar Mishkan, by the Melachas Mishkan, by the Vayivachim Aaron, so Rashi says, Bicham Bikas Kahanim. Ramban argues, he says, Bikas Kahanim was not given till later on in the Midbar. But the Panim Yafis asks, even if it was Bikas Kahanim, Vasepas Aaron, anybody could have done it. So he says, with this minig, Shadiz Aaron was mighty all the other Kahanim. Why not? So the Beis Halevi brings B'Shem Chacham Echad, which could be, and he argues on it. He says, and this is a chiddush in how to understand Birkas Kahanim, understand Shemei Kohenim. He says that Shemei Kohenim mean, what does Shemei Kohenim mean? If Reuven speaks and Shimon listens, like you say Kiddush, you're Reuven. Shimon is the Shemei. So Shimon is saying those words. The words that you're saying, it's like Shimon is saying it. But that's it. We'll ask Hashal. Let's say somebody's making Kiddush in that room, and I'm in this room. So I'm Yaitz with Shemei Kohen. Now, you can't make Kiddush in front of human waste, human feces. So let's say there's a dirty diaper. Let's say it's already, you know, a child old enough that you can't make a bracha in front of it. And over there, it's clean, but over here, it's not clean. Can I listen to the bracha and be Yaitz Kiddush if there's something dirty in this room?
Depends if it's considered like you're saying the words.
Oh, so if it's like you're saying the words, what? You can't do it. Oh, another question. Let's say a person's yaitzu shmenesu. Person is yaitzu shmenesu chazar sashat. So he has a bad stomach, this, that, he's afraid he's going to miss the time. So he listens to the shliach tzibur. Does he have to do maidim when they get to maidim? He doesn't say the words. Does he have to go back three steps? So lemaisa, it's a machlokes rishayim. In Tur brings two shitas. Do you have to go back three steps? Do you have to do maidim? What's the yisod of machlokes? So basically, he doesn't bring this, but he says that shemei kohen is the pshat. It's kilo. I said the words, but if you need anything else, it's not. You can't have it. Meaning that in Birkas Kahanim, there's a din what?
Kol
rum.
Okay.
Okay. You have to know what that means, you know. But after, if it's like after Echamoich, I don't know. It's not a problem. But Bekol Rav, right? You have to do Bekol Rav. So what does it mean, Kol Rav? Ke'odim edaba chaveri. When you might see me in Birkas Hamazon and Kiddush, I said it, but I didn't do Bekol Rav. And Birkas Hamazon needs Bekol Rav. I didn't speak to you. I didn't make it Bekol Rav. I said the words Yivarecha, but not Bekol Rav. Therefore, the Beis Halevi says you can't have Shemei Kohen. Chazonish argues on this. Chazonish, very, you know, difficult Lashonis, he says. But the bottom line he says is That's not how it works. His taina will say two of his tainas. He says, first of all, if that's true, so how you might see somebody in Kiddush? Kiddush you have to make alakois. The Reuven make Kiddush alakois, but Shimon the Shemaya said the words, but he didn't hold the kois. That's the one chazainish's taina. Secondly, how do you might see somebody in Mikra Megillah? He said the words, Vayibi Machashverish, but he didn't say it from a Megillah. You have to read it from a Megillah. That's a Chazanish time. Therefore, the Chazanish says that's not how it works. Shemeh Kaina means if Shimon is Shemeh to Reuven, it's Ki'il. No, it's like this. Why can't I tell a person, listen, you make Kiddush for me, you daven for me, you say Kiddush for me, I'll go to sleep. Like, be my Shliach. The answer is, it's a Shemagufa. Exactly. There's no Shlichus on something that my body has to do. My mouth has to say these words. So Beis Halevi says, yeah, your mouth is saying it. Shemei Kohen is Kilu, you're saying it. Chazanya says, no, the Shemei Kohen is a pshat. If Shimon listens to Reuven, Reuven becomes his mouthpiece. And Rishayim is such a lashon. Piv nasa kepiv. In other words, it becomes like a shlichas dikadin. It's not a regular shlichas. Regular shlichas is the pshat. I tell you, be a shlich. I don't have to be there. Rabbi Chana was not by his son's bris. Chafetz Chaim did not let him go to his son's bris. He said, yeah, you're sitting and learning. I don't know if he was as far as from Rockaway to Brooklyn by some days. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz is Eingesund. Rabbi Chaim had to come to America because there's a whole thing about the Meir Yeshiva when they were trying to work out who's the real Meir Yeshiva. At the beginning was Meir in Brooklyn time and their Meir and their time their Meir. So he went to settle it and his son was born. He wasn't by the bris. In those days, it was not as easy as traveling. So he missed the bris. But Yaitza, right, you have to be there. Masha'en came in Dibur, you have to do it. So there's a way of doing it. By you listening, it's Kilo, the guy's doing it for you. Therefore, you could be Yaitza Birkas Kahan.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.